Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
If your favorite website or app suddenly stopped working yesterday, well, you weren't alone because there was a major AWS outage. It disrupted services around the world, from banks to e-commerce sites to local tech platforms. Joining us now is Jan Vermeulen. He's editor at My Broadband to explain what went wrong and how big this impact was. Further, what does it say and reveal about our dependence on cloud computing? Jan, good morning. Thanks for joining us. So can you just start off with what caused this outage?
Good morning, Howard. Yes. So now that the issue has been resolved, Amazon has posted to its health status, its cloud health status monitoring webpage, and has revealed that there was a problem with load balances in its Virginia data center in the United States. I think they call it the Northeast region or something like that. And so that's the reason they gave. They haven't given any more technical detail about what caused the load balances to misbehave. But the load balances misbehaving caused problems with domain name system resolution, DNS. And for the techies in the listenership, the joke is it's always DNS, and even when it's not DNS, it's DNS. And so in this case, again, it was DNS, but it wasn't DNS. It was something that caused DNS to misbehave. And for those who don't know DNS, you can think of DNS as the phone book of the internet. It's what translates domain names like hifm.co.za, mybroadband.co.za, google.com, into the numbers that computers can understand and communicate with servers on the internet. So that, in a nutshell, is what went wrong yesterday. And what we learned is that even though this is just one region in the United States, and AWS has dozens of regions around the world, it turns out that this region hosts stuff that many other services depend on, and if it goes offline, can cause services hosted in other regions to go offline as well.
So in terms of South Africa, how strongly influenced or impacted were we in this region?
Yeah, so we saw at least a handful of sites that were down. So for example, I saw TFG, the Fashini Group's e-commerce site Bash, was offline. The app was offline during this period. Now, whether that's just a coincidence or not, we don't know yet, because we don't know for sure, you know, everybody that's hosted on AWS. But at least that was offline. That said, there were services, Amazon-related services, that were not offline. So this impacted very specific things in AWS. It's called DynamoDB Global Tables, which impacted certain authentication services that people might use in AWS. So if you didn't use that stuff, then you were probably not impacted. But if you did, then you were in trouble. So there were at least a handful of services that were completely offline in South Africa. Others might have faced some kind of performance degradation or something.
In terms of, how long did it take, firstly, to restore this? How long were they actually down for?
At least a couple of hours. So by the time we saw the impact in South Africa, it was when the business day had started. So here from around 7 a.m. And at that point, it had already been ongoing for an hour and a half or 2 hours. And then it took at least another hour and a half, 2 hours for stuff to start coming back online, even though services were degraded. And then to fully resolve, they only did overnight. So, yesterday afternoon at 5:45, they were still investigating the root cause.
Wow.
Overnight, they actually identified the root cause and fixed it, yeah.
What's the impact in terms of planning? Somebody is AWS dependent. Does this suggest that they would be better off taking a multi-cloud approach? Or or would this happen regardless?
Yeah, it's an interesting question, because firstly, you'd have to know that AWS's Global Tables and IAM is not quite as robust as they claim, and that there is a single point of failure in Virginia. And I'm not sure, that was commonly known until yesterday. And perhaps, AWS will address that that issue. But yeah, the whole point to the cloud is, this promise that if one cloud data center goes down, then there's still all the others. That's the whole point to cloud hosting as opposed to regular, server-based data, single data center hosting. And if it's not going to live up to that promise, then the cost that people pay for cloud hosting is going to there's going to be question marks around that. Why, if I'm not getting quite the redundancy that I've been promised, then why am I paying the premium? So these cloud providers, need to be careful about that and need to provide assurances that their services are as robust as they claim. And so, the problem is, I guess you could go multi-cloud or have, if you have critical services, because for ordinary people, for Bash, for example, it would have been terrible that their services were offline and they couldn't do business. But you have to weigh that risk and that cost against the cost of, having a whole bunch of standbys and the development cost.
Yes, yes.
In other clouds. On the off chance that something in your primary cloud system fails, right? And so, yeah, maybe for people who are working in systems critical, life or death stuff, it might be worthwhile to look at that.
But otherwise, it shouldn't. You don't even know where the benefit is, really.
Yeah, exactly. And for something as crucial as IAM, so IAM is a form of authentication, to have standbys in other clouds of that is, to my mind, could be quite complex. In terms of development, to be able to switch out AWS's IAM service, or at least the one that was impacted in yesterday's outage, with authentication services from an entirely different cloud provider, I think that's going to be easier said than done.
Final question: in terms of data centers locally, how many? I mean, how far are we in that development, and how vulnerable are we?
Our local space is incredibly vibrant and super robust. We've got redundant. We've got in Joburg, for example. We've got whole data centers for which there are redundancies, and so things in South Africa are really looking up. As long as we can, avoid things like having Taiwan restrict chip exports to us and all kinds of stuff, because we've got. We're really doing well globally in terms of artificial intelligence, hardware rollouts in data centers. Once the global providers, the Microsofts, the Googles, and the Amazons, well, Amazon already knew, I think, this year from South Africa, but once it became financially tenable and they realized that the fact that we only have one electricity grid provider, Eskom, and it's unstable, but that's not actually that big an issue, that we can provide power stability in other ways. As soon as those fears were assuaged, the space just boomed in South Africa. And so we now have the cloud regions for all the major players in the country, with redundancies, things are just really looking up there.
Amazing. Jan Vermeulen, thank you. As always, Jan is editor at My Broadband.